AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Vikings 57-week trend streak reaches the top of the range, but 10.4 million shares leave participation thin. Viking Holdings finished 1.4% below its 52-week high after a 3.6% weekly gain, with the trend signal still active, but volume running at just 0.7 times its 13-week average. Research brief. Viking Holdings remains one of the cleaner travel services momentum stories, closing at $104.03 after an 81.3% 52-week advance and a 26.2% 12-week gain. The stock is 25.6% above its weekly trend line and 85.9% above ShareMaestro fair value, evidence of strong premium demand. The caution is participation. Latest volume was 10.4 million shares, below both the 13-week and 52-week averages, while activity pressure has cooled over 4 weeks, despite staying positive. Key points. 1. VIK rose 3.6% for the week to $104.03, leaving it 1.4% below its $105.10, 52-week high, and at 97.0% of its yearly range. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 57-week streak and 52 of 52 active weeks, while price stands 25.6% above the $83.11 trend line. 3. Volume did not confirm the move, with 10.4 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 13.9 million and a 52-week average of 12.4 million. 4. Travel services breadth is mixed but healthier than the wider consumer cyclical sector, with 76.5% positive market dynamics, but only 41.2% positive relative strength. 5. Risk evidence includes two recent reversal markers, an 85.9% premium to fair value, and a history of sharp weekly downside, including a March week of negative 11.7%. Price action presses the high watermark. Viking Holdings ended the week of 31st July at $104.03, up 3.6%, matching its four-week return and adding to a much stronger 12-week gain of 26.2%. The longer tape remains powerful. The stock is up 44.6% over 26 weeks and 81.3% over 52 weeks, with the latest close only 1.4% below the $105.9 52-week high. The move keeps VIK near the very top of its yearly range, at 97.0%, while the trend line sits far lower, at $83.11. That 25.6% cushion confirms the active trend backdrop, but it also raises the bar for fresh upside evidence, because the stock is already carrying a substantial distance above its weekly regime level. Travel services support is constructive, but not broad across the sector. The sector context is supportive but uneven. U.S. consumer cyclical stocks averaged a 2.9% weekly gain, a 1.4% 4-week gain, and a 3.7% 12-week gain, while only 37.0% had active weekly trend signals, and 34.0% showed positive relative strength. VIK is ahead of that 12-week sector pace by a wide margin, although its weekly gain sits closer to the group average than the headline momentum might imply. Within U.S. travel services, the backdrop is stronger. The industry averaged a 3.1% weekly gain and a 9.8% 12-week gain, with market dynamics breadth at 76.5%. VIK ranked 9th for the week, 6th over 4 weeks, and 4th over 12 weeks among 17 peers. Expedia, Booking, Royal Caribbean, and Lindblad produced larger weekly moves, but VIK's signal stack is cleaner than several peers, because trend, market dynamics, and relative strength are all positive. Signal state stays positive as activity pressure cools. ShareMaestro's trend signal is active, and the setup signature remains a continuation profile, supported by a composite score of 75. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.97, while relative strength reads 29.21, and has improved 1.2% over 4 weeks. Next week expectancy is positive at 57.12%, consistent with the stock's current setup state. The caveat is that this is not a fresh activity trigger. The signal panel shows no fresh buy condition, and activity pressure is down 27.2% over 4 weeks. That does not break the trend, but it does suggest the latest push is relying more on the established price structure than on an accelerating flow of new demand. Volume and valuation weave confirmation risk. Participation is the clearest weak spot. VIK traded 10.4 million shares in the latest week, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average of 13.9 million, and 0.8x the 52-week average of 12.4 million. That is lighter than the stronger upside weeks seen in May and late June, including 23.8 million shares in the week of 15 May and 17.9 million shares in the week of 26 June. Valuation distance also matters. The stock is 85.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of $56.12, signaling strong demand but also limited margin for disappointment. Watch whether price can hold near the 52-week high without a loss of activity pressure, whether any pullback respects the trendline region over time, and whether a volume ratio above 1.5x appears to validate the next directional move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.